Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Joining us live this morning on WBEN is Mike Bellani, a Buffalo ambassador for years. Mike, you knew Amy well. What are you thinking about this right now?
Well, Susan, it's been, you know, very sad from when we received the call early yesterday morning. But God is amazing. He called Amy home 7 years to the day that he called Norm Pollini, the other co-founder of St. Luke's Mission of Mercy, which they founded August 1st, 1994.
Well, Amy started St. Luke's over 30 years ago, and I mean, really just took a leap of faith, almost, you would say, selling off her restaurant in order to help people in Western New York. It's a really tough thing to do. She managed to keep it growing strong, relying on donations, relying on really the generosity of the community to help so many people. I mean, that initial leap of faith. What can you say about how many people would, you know, have the gumption to do that?
Well, Brian, it really speaks to the power of prayer. And I mean, she was always carrying her rosary and always praying. And when things were the toughest, she always would say, God will provide. And he did. And both her and Norm received the message from the Lord to go to the poorest part of Buffalo, open a mission, and I will provide. And in 31 years, they've done amazing work of feeding the hungry, that's now up to over 1,000 free meals a day, housing, you know, the homeless. They have Gospel Village for single moms and kids, and in September, Build Promises, a new facility, will open across the street, you know, for homeless men, and providing a lot of services. And these were all the visions of Amy and Norm, you know, but she was so close to everybody. She welcomed everyone, and she was a grandma to all the missionaries who are in a state of shock, but they're pledged to continue her legacy on.
Yeah, what can you say, Mike, about St. Luke's Mission of Mercy continuing?
Oh, it will continue, you know, knowing that we have Amy and Norm behind us and all the missionaries that they've grown. It will thrive. And if people want to come down and pay their respects, the wake service is tomorrow, Friday, from noon to 7, and then there'll be a huge celebration of her life Saturday morning at 10. But St. Luke's will thrive and survive. But we need the help from the public to continue donating, as they have so very well in the last 31 years.
Yeah, St. Luke's has always relied on the community for help. And, you know, it is times like this where we tend to rally around a tragic event and help out. There's probably a lot of people who are wondering right now how they can get involved, whether it's through a donation or through their own work, their own time. How can you get involved? What's the best way and course of action right now to help out St. Luke's?
The best way is go to their website, stlukesmissionofmercy.org, or, you know, go down and visit. You know, they accept, you know, clothing, household goods. They've got St. Luke's Mall that they treat everyone with such dignity. You go in and they have rooms separated for each age group and each type of donation. And, you know, they just, they don't take junk. They put that aside and throw it away. But these are people they care for in the community. And, you know, that's what people go there for. And that's where the donations and the school kids that go and volunteer and people that volunteer year round. It's just so heartwarming to see the love that's surrounding that entire campus. And now they need it more than ever because they've lost their matriarch.
Mike, do you feel blessed to have known her?
Oh, you know, Susan, she was a spiritual advisor to so many of us. And, you know, she has helped me, you know, get through the perils of, you know, depression that I went through following my accident. And, you know, she was a key part of the recovery from my near-fatal accident 31 years ago.
Well, Western New York, really losing somebody really important to the community. But I'm glad you said that her mission will go on, and there's, you know, so many other ways that she'll continue to touch through St. Luke's Mission of Mercy, but also through, you know, so many other people, you know, whether it's yourself or, I mean, anybody else. A lot of these people who have gotten help through St. Luke's have gone on to do their own great things.
Brian, there's also a elementary school there, K through 8, and because of the grants that are available in the city, many have gone on to private high schools and now have gone on to college, and they have all come back and thanked the mission, and they've become sort of the greatest ambassadors for St. Luke's. And so many high school students that have done community service work there have embraced the mission's mission so much that they're back with their children. So it's generational. And I just ask everybody to, you know, say a prayer for the mission. Know that you now have an angel that you can pray to, and have an Amy who will always, her spirit and Norm's spirit will always be over that mission. And we need the public now more than ever to make donations and come out and support the people that need it the most.
Well, it's a sad day. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.